For the last few weeks, we've been accepting nominations for our annual Power H Awards. These are awards for staff members who demonstrate a contagious passion for education while providing incredible opportunities for kids in the schools. We've narrowed down all of the nominations now to three staff members from each of our schools. Today, I'm going to introduce you to the finalists for Holland West and to Holland High. Up first is Carl Van Fossen. He is a science teacher at Holland High School. His nominator, a student, says he's the kindest teacher he's ever had, checks in with students individually every day. He's a really good teacher who deserves this award and is such an inspiration.
When you talk to other chemistry teachers and physics teachers and math teachers, sometimes those subjects are very difficult for students. And also sometimes they can see that as like, oh, this teacher's trying to be mean or make it so hard and stuff like that. So I've really learned over my years that part of my job is to teach my subject and I enjoy that, but I kind of think of it as like that's the paint from which I make the painting, which is the kid. And so we spend a lot of time talking about how do we deal with challenge? Or if we're struggling a little bit, what are some things that we can do to kind of get ourselves back to where we need to be? Which, whether they're going to be a chemist or not, I hope are like useful life skills for them that translate to other areas.
Another student nominated our next finalist, Jason Siersma, a math teacher at Holland High. He said he was the only teacher to remotely get me to understand math. He never made me feel like there was no time to listen to me or to help me achieve my academic or personal goals.
Hearing what you read off is actually perfect because I try and pride myself on making math fun, and my biggest shtick is getting the kids here by telling stories, being personable, and really fooling them into thinking they're having fun. And if I can get them to having fun in math class, that's half the battle. Then they're going to work harder for me, they're going to want it, and they're going to want to work for me too because I'm making it fun for them.
Kristen Slotman is also a science teacher at Holland High School. Her nominator, another student, says that she's a great teacher that cares about students and their learning and makes the classroom a fun learning environment and helps us all grow to be our best.
My reaction is first just humbled and honored to have people see my heart in teaching. The reason why I went into teaching wasn't for physics, it wasn't for science, it was to help students know that they can do hard things and feel seen and valued while doing it. So they have a space to be creative, to think, to fail a little, but a safe place to be able to do all of that.
On to Holland West. Joy Coyer is a third grade teacher and a finalist. Her nominator says that she's a phenomenal teacher who daily shows up with the most positive energy and excitement to
For me, it's validating that all the hard work that I do put into it, that it is making a difference. I've always loved teaching third grade, but I wanted to prepare these kids to be lifelong learners. And I feel like teaching third grade for 28 years, that has been a goal of mine to encourage them to go beyond what I'm just teaching them in the classroom. And I think just going at it from a fun way helps them to cement the things that we've been learning about in the classroom and helps them to go above and beyond and learn more about those skills.
Camille Barajas is an instructional assistant at Holland West. Her nominator says her big heart and love for the work she does is the reason she was nominated. Her drive to keep her learning and pushing herself to be better, not only for her family, but for others as well.
I'm actually speechless with what everybody said. It makes me feel really good, honestly, that the things that I've done have not been unnoticed. I love what I do. I don't do it for the money. I do it because I don't want kids to have to struggle in life like I did. So I want every child, no matter what color their skin is, no matter what gender they are, or what grade that they are, I want them to know that they can make it. They can be successful in whatever it is that they do.
Sarah Grunheid works in the Early Childhood Special Education Program. She is also a finalist for West Elementary. However, we weren't able to talk to her today for this podcast. Her nominator said that she's wonderful with her daughter and loves her passion and dedication for all children. Finally, at West Elementary, Julie Machma is the kitchen lead. Now, she's not up for the Impact Award for the Power H, but she is one of three finalists for the District Support Award. Her nominator says she has a contagious positive spirit and a genuine kindness that is a welcome force in the cafeteria, throughout the building, and in the community.
It makes me feel like they're talking about somebody else. And I just love Holland Public Schools. I always have. I went here. My kids went here. Hopefully, I'll have at least one grandchild go here. I just have a huge spot in my heart for children. I just can't. They're just the breath of the world, as far as I'm concerned.
In the coming weeks, we will introduce you to finalists for the Power H Award from additional buildings at Holland Public Schools. We'll narrow that down to one finalist per building, and coming soon, you'll have a chance to have an impact on who will win $5,000 as the Power H Impact Award winner of the year. Watch our social media feeds and also our website at hollandpublicschools.org.